Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Amy Hall. One new local case of COVID-19 has been detected in Melbourne, on top of four infections recorded on Monday. The new case is a man in his 60s, which has been linked to the City of Whittlesea family outbreak. The Victorian government is putting further restrictions on Greater Melbourne in response, including making face masks mandatory indoors and limiting the size of gatherings. Health Minister Martin Foley is urging people to follow the rules.
Victorians have been here before. This is a proportionate, responsible and set of measures to keep us safe. And we've been here before, we know how to do it, and we can get on top of this.
There's a new push to get more rural and regional Australians vaccinated against COVID-19. Australians have received more than 3.6 million doses so far. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack says with winter fast approaching, Australians shouldn't wait to get vaccinated.
This is a difficult situation and Australians need to be alert, not alarmed. They need to make sure that they get their vaccine for themselves, for their families, for their communities and for those people they've never met.
The European Union has agreed to place sanctions on Belarus, including banning its airlines from using the airspace and airports of the 27-nation bloc. It comes amid fury over the forced diversion of a plane to arrest Roman Protasevich, a journalist critical of Belarus's president. The EU is also urging the International Civil Aviation Organization to investigate the incident. Irish Prime Minister Micheál Martin is among the European leaders condemning Mr. Protasevich's arrest and calling for his release.
We believe this action is contrary to all principles of democracy, freedom of association, free speech, and also endangered European citizens and the crew on that aeroplane and its behaviour that's not acceptable.
The United Nations says the ceasefire in Gaza is holding and normal life is being restored. The truce declared on Friday halted 11 days of fire from Palestinian militant group Hamas and airstrikes by Israel. It comes as US Secretary of State Antony Blinken travels to the Middle East to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in a bid to ensure security and safety. And a new archiving system has been developed to improve access to records for stolen generation survivors and their families. The Better Access to Stolen Generations Records Learning Module is designed to help the sector describe the history of stolen generations. It also highlights ongoing impacts of child removal policies on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. I'm Amy Hall. This is SBS News in Easy English.